following is an unrehearsed interview with United States Senator Chuck Grassley speaking to you from Iowa. Participating in today's public affairs program are Ed Funston of KILR Radio in Estherville and Dan Munt of the Denison Bulletin and Review. The first question will come from KILR's Ed.
Hi, Senator. You support a travel ban from West African countries due to the U.S., due to the Ebola crisis. Opponents of the ban say it would hinder efforts to fight Ebola. What is your response to that?
Well, I have been giving interviews over the last 10 days, I think, where they've asked me about what I thought about banning people coming from Liberia into the United States. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean banning flights, because we don't have flights directly from that part of Africa to the United States. Nobody can get into the United States without a visa by our embassy in those countries. So I've advocated not granting visas to people to come to the United States from countries where there's an Ebola outbreak. I have heard what the President and Secretary of State CDC and all those have said about not doing it, but I just don't understand the rationale behind it, so I'm thoroughly advocating for no visas to be granted.
On that same topic, what can we be doing to prepare our hospitals better to deal with emergencies like this, not just ongoing now, but in the future?
Yeah. Well, I don't know that I have a very good answer to your question, because I'm not an expert on healthcare delivery, because I'm a farmer. But I think that it's pretty clear that we don't have enough wards, rooms, I suppose I should say, not wards, available for a real outbreak. Now, we have more than enough beds for what we know about now, and if we keep isolating people and from intermingling of people and use that as the best preventive, we may not need any more. But if we did need more, I'm not sure that I can tell you what it entails, but whatever experts say are the possibility of an outbreak in the United States, and knowing about it ahead of time, action should be taken. But I can't advocate a certain route to go.
On the same topic, do you think the CDC has been aggressive enough in its response to the Ebola outbreak?
I guess when I first heard them, the answer was yes. Now on reflection, where a lot of the protocols that they have advocated have not worked, I'd have to say that they're doing the right thing by having a complete reconsideration of all of their protocols.
You've been concerned with defense spending over your career. Do you think at this point in the 21st century that maybe we should rethink how we're spending that money? Maybe it's less on hardware and more on dealing with threats like this and also cyber threats?
Well, we're already moving in that direction based upon decisions that were made by this administration, backed up by Congress, to move from a military that would fight two wars at one time, and the United States versus other countries, moving to a more mobile, flexible force of smaller units, and we've already moved in that direction. I think, though, that there's questions whether or not we're giving adequate funding for the threats that face America, considering the fact that some people are looking at terrorism and saying it's a multi-decade problem that we have to deal with, do we have the resources to do it? I think that analysis is going under, and I think you'll get some reconsideration from the Congress now, particularly after the ISA has moved so quickly and we've had the murder of Americans by ISIS, that you'll get a reconsideration by Congress of whether the cutbacks on military should be followed through over the next 7 or 8 years that we're going to have a cutback. And already we've made a decision for the years 14 and 15 to ignore those cutbacks and appropriations for defense.
All right, on the topic of ISIS, I know Kurdish rebels have been asking for more help in their battle against ISIS. Do you think the Obama administration has been doing enough? And if not, what would you like to see?
Well, I need to be intellectually honest when I answer your question. Thus far, I've said I don't plan on supporting troops on the ground over there, but maybe that could change, you know, as you look of the advancements of ISA and you look at the success or lack of success of our military engagement there through bombing and other support for the Iraqi military. And so that could change, but right now I'm supporting the president on the use of our airplanes and other ways of supporting the Iraqi army and hoping to stop ISA within Syria. I do add this every time. I hope the president's not making the military decisions. I hope he's leaving that to the military.
Along that same topic, we've heard a lot of, or some people anyway, connect ISIS with the possibility of some of their fighters coming across our borders. And that has been connected also to the possibility of Ebola also coming across the borders. What are your thoughts on whether or not that's the case and what should be done about it?
My answer to your question would be the same if you asked me a question, what was the thing? What possibility of getting an immigration bill? In both instances, you got to make sure the border is secured before we do anything else. And secure the border, ISIS and Ebola people out of the United States, and we have a right to do it because we're a sovereign nation, and controlling your border is a definition of sovereignty. In other words, if you can't control your borders, you're a less sovereign nation.
Thank you, Ed and Dan, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.